Brought to you by DK Audio. DK Audio presents Shakespeare, His Life and Works, by Leslie Dunton Downer and Alan Riding, read by Charles Armstrong. Shakespeare, His Life and Works, by Leslie Dunton Downer and Alan Riding. Leslie Dunton Downer is a member of the Harvard Society of Fellows. Her published works include a book about the evolution of the English language and libretti for music theatre pieces staged in Europe and the US. Alan Riding was the European cultural correspondent of the New York Times, based in Paris. Born in Brazil of British parents, he was educated at Bristol University and was called to the bar at Gray's Inn. He is also author of And the Show Went On, Cultural Life in Nazi-Occupied Paris. The Life of William Shakespeare. Then the whining schoolboy, with his satchel and shining morning face, creeping like snail, unwillingly to school. As You Like It, Act 2, Scene 7. He was a man, take him for all in all, I shall not look upon his like again. Hamlet, Act 1, Scene 2. Rarely has so much been written about a man about whom so little is known. Indeed, biographers are forced to invent their own Shakespeare, just as he created characters on stage. The extreme position is that Shakespeare was not written by Shakespeare at all, but by another author who preferred to hide his name. Yet even scholars, theatre-goers, and readers who revere the poet-playwright called William Shakespeare feel a need to seek out the secret Shakespeare. Shakespeare the hidden Catholic, the closet gay, the misogynist, the revolutionary, the racist, the imperialist. The secret of Shakespeare's appeal is far simpler. He portrays the complexity of human relations in ways many can immediately recognize. In the 18th century, Samuel Johnson put it elegantly. His works may be considered a map of life. Given the few available facts about Shakespeare's life and personality, it's inevitable that biographers should fill the gaps with deduction, speculation, and imagination. Many scan his plays for clues to his life. For instance, they say, to write so convincingly about nature, he must have explored the fields and forests surrounding the small town of Stratford-upon-Avon where he was born. But nothing can explain his genius. Shakespeare's childhood. The proven facts about Shakespeare's early years all come from church documents. Parish records indicate he was baptized in Holy Trinity Church in Stratford on the 26th of April, 1564, close enough to the 23rd of April to give rise to the legend that he was born on St. George's Day. The next reference to him comes on the 28th of November, 1582, when the Bishop of Winchester granted him dispensation to marry Anne Hathaway, who was 8 years his senior. 6 months later, on the 26th of May, 1583, they baptized their first child, Susanna, in Holy Trinity Church, where they also baptized their newly born twins, Judith and Hamnet, on the 2nd of February, 1585. More can be deduced about Shakespeare's childhood from records about his father. The son of a farmer, John Shakespeare was raised in the village of Snitterfield. In 1550, when he was around 20, he moved to nearby Stratford to start a glove-making business. It must have prospered, as in 1556 he bought the house on Henley Street, known today as Shakespeare's birthplace. The following year, John married Mary Arden, the daughter of a wealthy local landowner. The couple's first two daughters died in infancy, but these were followed by William, three more sons, and two daughters. John also became something of a local worthy. In 1557, he joined the town council, rising to the position of High Bailiff in 1568. Shakespeare could have done worse. He was raised in a comfortable home in a prosperous town of some 1,500 people. Its thriving market the main outlet for farming products in all of central Warwickshire. Stratford also had a grammar school.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?